does faith become second nature in your everyday life? Join Kenneth Copeland today from the campus of the new Kenneth Copeland Bible College as the students learn the basic fundamentals of faith.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and welcome to Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Praise the Lord. So let's give the Lord a hand here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the first time for us to actually, well, you know, we taped the very first morning class, but today is actual class, and you're going to sit in on it today, so you behave yourself now, you understand? You're in school again this morning. Thank you, Lord. We're going to be talking about the fundamentals of faith. And of course, we'll open our Bibles in Mark 11, 22. And of course, this same account is recorded in Matthew and in Luke, but Mark's teaching, Mark's recording of it, rather, is so detailed that, of course, we use it then as our basic theme when studying the fundamentals of faith. Now, if you're actually studying, if you're actually seeing the fundamentals of faith, then you should see it consistently throughout the Bible, anywhere there was a miracle, anywhere God manifests himself, because faith is going to be involved. Amen. So, and now, let me remind you of something else. It's impossible to please God without faith, right? Well, that means that Jesus did everything he did by faith. Right. Everything. All of his life. Now, he never did a miracle, never preached a message till he was 30 years old. And until he was baptized in water and baptized with the Holy Spirit and power. Never did any miracle, never preached a sermon, but he lived by faith. So everything you see him do, he said, the words that I speak unto you, they're not my own. It is the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. And then he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. So God is a faith God. And Jesus is a faith Jesus. Because God and Jesus are one. Total, absolute, complete agreement. All right. So now, let's begin reading with Mark 11, 22. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Or the cross reference says, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, so this will work for anybody, right? Right. Whosoever shall say, yeah, thank you, Lord. That's the reason it's a basic fundamental. It isn't a fundamental if it doesn't work for everybody. And we'll see why in just a moment. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart or in his inner man, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So let's also look, hold your place there, because we'll be coming back by there, and look at the third chapter of the book of Romans. Now, when you realize, I think most people just think that the spiritual world is just kind of a free-for-all place where God just did anything he wanted to do. You know, most people have the idea that Jesus just came into town and just healed everybody to prove he is God. Well, if he did, he really blew it in his hometown then, because, man, he got run out of town. No. See, the principles of faith had to be in operation. So what did he do? He taught and he preached and then he healed. He taught, 9th chapter of Matthew, he taught and he preached and he healed. And if we get this far today, we'll see that when he was at home that day and the men broke open the roof, one account says that he taught the word, the other account said that he preached the word. Well, which is right? Both. Folks, you have to understand that he's not like us. We're like him. Amen. And when we are teaching and we get excited, we preach a while. Amen. And we read like that whole thing happened, you know, in probably 30 minutes. Listen, I have never preached for 3 days without stopping and didn't let anybody eat. But Jesus did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, see, I've already done it this morning. I'm going to get back here where I belong now. All right, good. So, third chapter of Romans. Verse 27, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. So faith functions according to spiritual laws. Let's look at Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Look at that. Look now. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So, the laws of the Spirit govern life and death. Now, once you learn and once you function in the laws of faith, they become your way of life. And I liken this to since I've spent, you know, a lot of my life flying airplanes, I had to learn the basic fundamentals, but you still use the fundamentals every day, all the time. And the more of it you do, the more second nature they are to you. There are certain laws of lift you just don't violate. And I don't have to stop and go through, drag and thrust and all of that and come up with the law of lift. I'm just not going to stall this thing. But I have to function on those laws to do that. I have to think that way. And when you realize you're thinking according to the laws of faith, you also instinctively know that are the same laws that govern fear. Exactly the same. Because they are the same force, but they're reciprocal of one another. All right. You follow me so far? Okay, good. Now then, so we know we're dealing with spiritual laws. Spiritual law created the law of physics. Amen. The spirit realm was first. And the natural material realm came to being by God exercising the fundamentals of faith. Amen. All right. Number one, believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. All faith is based on that. That is the foundation platform, if you will, upon which faith is fixed. Now, everything we add to that, you could say, are the next block to that foundation. But this is where it begins. You know, let's go back over there now to Mark 11. And I want to read through that very carefully. But verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those words which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So the first act of faith is to believe in your words. Your words. And it's necessary to know and to understand and instinctively know that all my words are important. Amen. Everything. Because I'm going to stand judgment for even the idle stuff. Amen? And we know from the 12th chapter of Matthew that we are justified by our words and we're condemned by our words. Amen. All right, now. Let's look at Romans chapter 10. Verse 10. For with the heart, remember Jesus said, and believe in his heart that those things which he said come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he said. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Make you a side note here. Confession brings possession. Confession brings possession. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak. What you say is your faith speaking. Because whatever you say, you say all the time what you believe. I say all the time what I believe. I mean, even when we're just having conversations, you don't stand there and say things to someone else you don't believe. Duh. I mean, that's just the way the system works. And the human thing The human being created in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. In the Chumash, a statement is made by one of the sages. I've forgotten now which one it was. He said that man was created in the likeness of God, a living, speaking spirit. Yes. Boy, that says it, doesn't it? Think about that's who you are, and that's who I am. A living, speaking spirit. Whoa. Man, you goosebumps just get double parked on that one. Say, I am a living, speaking spirit like God. See, now that's the reason Jesus would say these things to us in Mark 11, is because he's saying, have the faith of God. So we qualify. We can do these things. He wasn't talking to some kind of people that are, you know, superhuman or beyond us. No, they're just people like us. We just people like them. Amen. But he's talking to spirit beings. The primary use and function, or I'll say it the other way, primary function and use of words is not communication. That's secondary. The primary function and use of words is power release. See, God was not communicating to Jesus when he said, let us make man in our image. He was speaking.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. He was releasing power.
Yes.
Man be. Light be. Amen. So, let's go. I mentioned this earlier, the 12th chapter of Matthew. Let's go there quickly. I remember when I first realized what this was saying, and I was still a student there at Oral Roberts University, and of course when I went there I was a scripture illiterate, but I had some basic knowledge of the word, but not anything in the way of revelation much. But I remember this, my goodness, look at this 37th verse. For by thy words shalt thou be justified or made right with God, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned. Amen. You know, most people think it's by your actions. That's not what that said. The dirty deed is not what condemned you. It was your words that condemned you. Well, tell me it isn't true. The power of death and life are in the tongue. Isn't that true? The 18th chapter of Proverbs? Of course it is. Now, what did it mean when it said the power of death and life are in the power of the tongue? If you'll research that a little bit, it's in the hand of the tongue. Now, I might come to you and I'll say, look, I need you to do this and do this and do that. Are we on the same page? Yes, sir. Okay, I'm putting this in your hands. Then it goes ahead to say, they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. And whichever one you're saying it, actually, if you'll check that out in the Amplified, they that continually practice it, I believe that's the way it puts it. That's what they get. You continually talk death, to be carnally minded is death. Well, however minded you are is what you say. Because your words are an expression of your mind. They should be an expression of your spirit, but most people speak out of their mind all the time and not their spirit. Now that's another subject, but it's a good one. Now I want to look at this same account in the 6th chapter of Luke. because of the detail here. Just as a reminder, Luke, his writings are documentary. He questioned people. He talked to people. And he, instead of just being right there like Matthew and John, and he gained knowledge from other people. And so that's the reason we have such detail in some of his accounts, particularly when he says a man was full of leprosy. He did a thorough diagnosis of the man, and he's fourth stage. All right, what'd you say, Tim? How much time we got? Okay, I'll just read this one, and then we'll take it up here tomorrow. In Luke 6:43, a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush do they gather grapes. You don't get healing from talking sickness. All right. You're not expressing faith when you got one with words full of fear. It's one or the other. Amen. A good man out of the good treasure or the deposit of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Whatever is in there in abundance is what's going to come out. Now, we may be able to stand in one place and just stand there and talk faith, and it just sounds really good, you know, and sounding really good. But you leave, and you go get in your car, and you drive out the parking lot, somebody blindsides you and T-bones your car. What's going to come out your mouth then? Faith or something else? Depends on what's in there in abundance. It's not what's in your head. It's what's inside your spirit. Saved or unsaved, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, did you get anything out of this today? Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. The class and I will be back in just a moment.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland includes four powerful messages, all on one MP3 disc. The Spirit of Faith, Following Abraham's Faith, A Winning Attitude of Faith, and Reaching into the Glory Realm. Also available as a digital download, this resource will teach you how to use your faith to affect every area of your life. Hear how faith has changed the lives of others and learn how to speak the Word of God to your circumstances. Believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Once you begin to function in the laws of faith, then they will become your way of life. God releases His faith by speaking words. Learn to follow His example and release the force of faith in your life today.
Live a lifestyle of faith. Believe, receive, talk, and act by faith. Go to kcm.org/TBSpecial or call 800-600-7395 to request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith on MP3 disc from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You can also access this teaching now by downloading it free on our website. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I know you've enjoyed this faith class today with Brother Copeland. You know, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, He was demonstrating the very fundamentals of faith. When He said, "Light be," He released power through words of faith. And as a child of God, you and I are made to be just like that, living, speaking spirits. And Brother Copeland told us today that the primary function of words, it's not just for our communication back and forth, but it's for the release of the power of God. And God created us to do things the way He does things, to speak words of life. Now, this free audio offer that we're making available to you this week is a series by Brother Copeland called The Spirit of Faith. It's a very foundational teaching that goes right along with what you and I are learning this week, and it is so important. So important that you and I keep our faith built up and growing and developing on the inside. And we know what is in here. When we're putting in the Word of God, it's going to start coming out of our mouth, and that's when things begin to change around us. So if you'd like to have this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, you can request your free copy on MP3 disc or as a digital download at kcm.org. Now, December 31st, New Year's Eve, we're inviting you to come to a very special celebration with Kenneth Copeland right here at Eagle Mountain International Church in Fort Worth, Texas. This is going to be one huge party. And we want you to come experience a night of praise and of worship and get into the Word of God. Find out what the Lord is saying to you about the year to come. So for more information about this service, visit us online at kcm.org. And don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Brother Copeland's going to be talking about how believing comes before having. You do not want to miss this. Thanks for watching today. We love you so much. God loves you and we do too. And never forget that Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast or download the study notes free. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. Will you be?
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down in a low gear and you're going to say, we're going up this mountain, glory to God, and we're going to the top. And you get to the top and you'll say, I wonder why I hadn't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb. And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
We have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.